If at first you didn't succeed, there's always a second chance. The National Broadcasting Company welcomes you to the quiz show that takes nerve, a program for people who are willing to take a second chance. He proves that opportunity can knock twice. Johnny Olson.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much, Fred Collins. And hi there, everybody. Nice to be with you on NBC. And you know, folks, few of us are able to succeed the very first time up at bat. But it's the person who has the nerve and courage to try again in the face of tough breaks and big odds who gets everybody's respect. Especially ours, because it's just this type of person that we've selected out of our audience. People who have failed at some important thing in their lives and have come right back. The sort of people we want to pick. Collins, who's going to be our very, very first contestant on our very, very first show?
Johnny, I'd like you to meet Jack Milam from Fabens, Texas.
Welcome to Second Chance, Jack. Jack Milam, how are you, Jack?
Hi, Johnny.
Jack, what would you do if you had your second chance?
Well, if I had a second chance, I think I'd go back to Texas and marry a little gal. Here.
Well, you'd marry a little gal there? Yeah. Is it a gal that you would propose to?
Yeah, I proposed to her, and she accepted, but I run out.
You run out? You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Jack Milam from Fabens, Texas. You ran out on her, eh?
Yeah, I run out.
Well, now, you better tell us exactly what happened. I'm sure that there are many gals here from Texas who would like to know what happened.
This gal I was going with, and we got to be real friendly, and I asked her to marry me, and, you know, I could tell she was in love with me, because...
Now, wait a minute. How could you tell that she was in love with you, Jack? Tell me how.
Well... She went to movies with me.
Yeah. Now, you mean just by going to movies with a girl, you can tell whether or not she's in love with you?
Well, we spoon.
You spoon. Boy, that sure sounds like you were hooked, Jack, I'll tell you that. Huh? What happened after that?
Well, I asked her, after a while, I asked her if she'd marry me, and she said she would.
Yeah?
And... you know, I was real excited about it, so I went down to the shop and I told the fellas, and they all congratulated me, and one of them said, boy, you sure gonna have a lot of bills.
One of the fellas said that in the garage?
Yeah. Another fella said, wait till that mortgage comes due, boy. And one of the fellas, he's got three kids, and he said, wait till those babies start coming around, boy, you're gonna have to pay a fortune.
So you kind of lost your nerve then, is that right?
Yeah, that's what happened. I guess I just sort of got chicken and I run out.
Now, what have you been doing since you've been here in New York then?
About the same kind of work. I got a mechanics job at an auto shop in Brooklyn. And I got thinking because, you know, I'm kind of lonely and I don't know.
You're kind of lonely, eh, boy?
Yeah. And,
the line forms to the right girls, you know? And you still want the gal to marry you?
Yeah, Hans, I'm going back to Texas. I'm going to propose again.
Well, you think she'll have you back, though?
Well, I hope so.
You sure you want to settle down? Remember, the bills, the mortgage, the family, the babies.
Hmm? I made up my mind. I want to ask again.
How about it, audience? All right, here we go, Jack boy. Jack Milam, Fabens, Texas. Here's the first of three win or lose questions. They're worth $10 each. Now, you must answer correctly in order to stay in the game. You understand?
Sure.
Big smile on this boy, too. Yeah. About 6'2", real nice, handsome blue eyes. Woo. Suppose you went into a restaurant and ordered a wiener schnitzel. Did the animal it came from moo, grunt, or cackle? Come on, Jack, which one now? Wiener schnitzel.
I'll try moo.
Moo? You are right. You're absolutely right. Yes, a wiener schnitzel, as we all know, is a fancy name for veal cutlet. Well, all right, you've come up with the right answer. You got $10 up there on the board, as you can see. It's all lighted up. And here's where we test your nerve, Jack Milam. Here's where you can take your second chance or you can let it go by. And I'll answer this question correctly, and the $10 you've just won becomes $20. And also the value of your next two questions will jump to $20 each. But if you answer incorrectly, you're wiped out. If you pass up the question, you still stay in the game, but your money remains at $10, and so does the value of your next two questions. Now, your second chance question is about historic battles. Now, do you want to pass it, or do you want to take a second chance? What do you want to do, Jack? It's up to you. You're going to take it? All right. One of the most historic sentences recorded in the history of the United States is this one, and I quote, "Don't fire until you see the whites of their eyes." Now, during which battle was this statement made? Which
one? I know
that
one. That's the Battle of Bunker...
The Battle of what? Come on now, let's have it.
I can't say it. Battle of Bunker Hill.
Bunker Hill is right. Right you are for $20, Jack. That means your next two questions are now worth $20 each instead of the $10. And here's your next win or lose question. Answer correctly to stay in the game or you go out with your $20. You're doing fine, Jack. A little warm in here, isn't it?
Sure is.
All right, here we go. A ping pong ball is made of celluloid. A tennis ball is made of rubber. Tell us, what's a polo ball made of? A polo ball. Any idea? Come on now, we gotta have the right answer on this.
Wood?
Wood is right. It's usually willow, and it's wood. You now have $40. Light it up there on the board, 20 and 20. And now on the second chance question, as you know, you can take a chance on doubling all your money on the board, or if you fail, losing it all. Now, I'm going to tell you what the category is, first of all, before you make up your mind, Jack. The category is the U.S. Treasury. Do you want to pass it, or do you want to take a second chance, Jack? Whichever one you want to do.
I'm going to pass
on this one?
Yeah,
all right,
pass.
You're at $40 so far. You had a chance there to double it, but you're still at $40. Now, here's your next win or lose question. Answer this correctly, and you get another $20 added to that. You must answer correctly, though, to win your money. If not, you're out of the game with what you've won at this point. In the course of history, many people have achieved fame by making one outstanding trip or journey somewhere. Now, who made a famous trip from St. Louis to the Columbia River? Famous expedition. Who do you think it might be?
I think it was Lewis.
Yes?
The Lewis and Clark
expedition. That's right, the Lewis and Clark expedition. You now have $60. $60. Boy, you're doing a great, great job here, Jack. Congratulations so far. I guess
you
were kind of smart to lay out on that one at that, huh?
I don't know anything about the treasure, I'll tell you.
You will. After you get through here, there'll be five treasury men waiting for you. All right, now this is your final second chance question, Jack Milam. Answer this question correctly and all the money on the board will double and become $120. How would you like that? Wouldn't that be nice? That's a beautiful board we have here, too. 20, 20, 20, 60, 120. Miss it, and all the money you've won goes down the drain all the way back to Fabian, Texas. Now, you can pass it and take your $60 and go home if you'd like to. Your category is U.S. political history. What do you want to do? Do you want to pass it, or do you want to take a second chance? Which do you want to do?
I'm going to try.
You're going to take a chance on it. All right, audience, let's give them a fair chance now. The system of political parties is as old as our government itself. Now, what's the name of the party to which George Washington belonged? The Federalists or the Whigs? Which one? $120 at stake here on second chance. $120. Come on, I'm going to have to call time, Jack. Which one? Federalists or the Whigs?
Federalists.
The Federalist is right! You have won $120, and good luck to you, Jack, on your second chance.
Johnny Olson, meet Mr. Bill Allen of New York City, who through great misfortune was knocked down and was almost counted out until he took his second chance.
Thank you very, very much, Freddie. How old are you, Bill?
45.
45. Now, you wrote in your letter, Bill, that your second chance paid off in giving you a new lease on life. Now, would you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, Johnny, about 3 years ago, I had a very good position in the advertising field.
Mm-hmm.
And I had A beautiful wife. I loved her very much. And three wonderful children. And then suddenly my wife passed on from cancer, and I don't know, the world turned upside down for me.
I was reading that in your letter, Bill, and it certainly must have been a great, terrible, terrible shock to you.
Well, Johnny, it was a shock. I mean, one minute she was there, the next minute she was gone. And as I said, I wrapped the whole world around her, and, well, I found myself losing interest in everything, neglecting my children. I even thought it was time to call it quits for myself.
I noticed that in your letter, Bill, the fact that you used to take long walks at night and that you really...
That's right, Johnny. I went through my money and spent a foolishly, including a great deal on the bottle, which you know what I mean.
Well, now, and this undoubtedly affected your work, Bill.
It certainly did, Johnny. I began to make very serious mistakes. The result was that I had no job. And I found myself drifting from uptown to downtown.
That's another thing that impressed me here in your letter, Bill, that you finally wound up living in a very meager neighborhood in a dirty flop house, as you put it here.
Right in the Bowery, in the heart of the Bowery. And it was an experience that I shall never forget, I suppose.
Now, just how recent has it been since you started getting back on your feet again?
Well, friends who had my children, I meant to tell you that, Johnny, they had taken my children and were looking after them.
Mm-hmm.
They thought if they were back with me again, I would make a comeback. So we got a little apartment. And children and I moved in. However, they began to look after me more than I looked after them.
Would you mind telling us how old your children are, Bill?
Yes, I have two boys, 14, 9 years of age, and a girl, 12 years of age.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that impressed me here in your letter was about your oldest boy and what he said.
Billy, wonderful. Billy would always say, Dad, many times he said, you'll get that second chance. Don't worry, have faith. There's a God upstairs, he'll look after you.
Good for Billy. Well, now, when was it that you finally realized, Bill, that something had to be done?
Well, Johnny, they have a state law here. I suppose they have it in most states that parents neglect a child, the welfare steps in, and they take them away from him.
And that was just the shock that you needed, wasn't it?
It was a shock. More than that, my children were willing to go to help me. And then I thought, well, I need a second chance. Billy's always said I needed it, and I'm going to get it. And I made up my mind I was not only going to get it, I was going to make good at it, Johnny.
Well, now, when you finally took your second chance, what happened? I know you went out job-seeking, as you mentioned in your letter.
Well, the word was out that Bill was on his way down, hands off. But I started out, and I began to knock at doors, and as fast as they closed, I went to next door. I kept going from one agency to the other, and one day I wandered in to the Marks Aiken Advertising Agency in Manhattan. They didn't know me from Adam. In fact, they've only been in business a little over a year. And I stated my case. I said, I want a second chance. Give me a second chance, I'll make good.
And they did give you that second chance, and you certainly have made good, Bill, haven't you?
I have. Incidentally, Johnny, they wrote me out a blank check, and I went out and got myself clothing and got busy, and I brought in two accounts so far, and more coming.
Well, good for you. You know, Bill, when our loved ones pass away, it's always a great shock and a terrible, terrible loss. I would shudder to think what would happen to me if my million-dollar penny were to pass away or anything like that. In your case, it almost ruined your life, but you did have the courage, finally, to face your obligations to your three children by taking your second chance at pulling yourself together and once again taking over the duties and the responsibilities of a father. And we want to wish you nothing but the best of luck and God bless you. And now, Bill, to our other microphone and to our second chance game right here. And, Bill, first of all, we have three win or lose questions for you. Here's the first of the three. It's worth $10. Now, when Columbus sailed the ocean blue in the year of 1492, he had three ships. Now, see if you can name one of them. Come on now,
I want you to get the
Santa Maria's one, the Nina, and the Pinta. We've got $10 on our second chance board. Now, here's where we test your nerve on your first second chance question. The subject matter here deals with the science physics. Are you going to take a second chance? Are you going to pass it by?
No, Johnny, that is a subject I don't know. I hesitate on it. I'd rather...
You're going to pass it by. Well, all right. You still have your $10. You're still in the game, and here's your next win-or-lose question. An often-quoted poem about America's favorite sport has to do with Mudville's favorite baseball player. He struck out. What was his name?
Casey.
He also had a cousin by the name of Jones. That's right. Casey. Well, you bet yourself $20 now, Bill, and here's your next second-chance question. Now, remember, when in doubt, pass it by. The subject matter here is trademarks. You're going to take a second chance, or you're going to pass it by?
Well, I'm an advertising man. I should know trademarks. I'll take a gamble on that.
All right, then tell us. Three golden balls on the coat of arms of the Medici family of Florence, Italy, have now become the trademark of what profession?
Pawnbrokers. I know them.
Well, good for you, boy. You've got $40 now, Bill, and here's your next win or lose question. Iraq's capital city is so old, it's legendary. Now, what is the capital of Iraq? Of Iraq. Any idea, though?
I don't know, Johnny.
Oh, I'm terribly, terribly sorry. I wanted you to come through with a right answer on that to make some more money. The answer is Baghdad, Bill, but you've done all right. Oh. You've got $40 here and our best wishes and good luck to you. Friends, every week we award a $100 United States savings bond to the person whose second chance letter is chosen by our judges to be read on the air. So keep writing those letters. Judges reserve the right to edit all winning letters, so why don't you sit down and write your second chance story to the Second Chance Program, care of the National Broadcasting Company, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York City, New York, and win a $100 United States savings bond. Now, this is Johnny Olson saying thanks for joining us transcribed, inviting you to be with us tomorrow when once again we try to prove that opportunity can knock twice on the Second Chance program. Goodbye, everybody. This has been an NBC Radio Network production.